a very interesting chiddush la halacha, which I think is pertinent to this year. Even though I haven't seen anybody who actually mentions this mefurish, but I think it's a possibility. The Rambam starts off with Hilchos Megillah. The Rambam says the following. Kriyas HaMegillah bizmano, that Kriyas HaMegillah at its correct time, is a mitzvah saseh midivrei soferim. It's a mitzvah saseh midrabbanan. V'hadvorim yiduim, and it's well known, shehi takonas neviim. But it's actually a takona of the neviim. And then the Rambam carries on and says that everybody is mechuyev in mikra megillah, anoshim, noshim, etc., etc. The language of the Rambam is a little bit strange. The Rambam starts off, the Rambam says that Kriyas HaMegillah bizmano, the Kriyas HaMegillah in its correct time is a mitzvah sasei medivrei seferim, it's a mitzvah sasei midrabbonim. So the question is, why does the Rambam emphasize the point that Kriyas HaMegillah bizmano, that when you're reading Kriyas HaMegillah in its correct time, then it's a mitzvah sasei midrabbonim? Lechura, it's a davar poshut, that every single mitzvah, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah bizmano, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah in its correct time. The halachas of Megillah and the halachas of Chanukah appear in the Rambam in the same section, right? Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. When it comes to the halachas of Chanukah, which Perek Gimel of Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, the Rambam paskens in Perek Gimel halacha Gimel, that hadlokas haneiros bohem, the hadlokas haneiros on Chanukah, is mitzvah midivrei seferim. It's a mitzvah midrabbanan. The Rambam doesn't write there that the hadlokas haneiros of Chanukah bizmano in its correct time is a mitzvah sasei midrabbanan, because it's a davar poshut that a kiyum hamitzvah has to be lefi the zmanim that the chachamim lekeveya for every single mitzvah in every place, wherever the zman is for that mitzvah, as the Rambam, for example, in Hilchos Megillah carries on and explains. And the Rambam emphasizes this point time and time again. It never happens that the Rambam should mention Kriyas HaMegillah where the Rambam doesn't emphasize the point that he's talking about Kriyas HaMegillah bizmano. For example, the Rambam in his Hagdama to the Minyan HaMitzvah Sakotza, which is at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, right? The Rambam at the beginning of Mishnah Torah lists all the mitzvahs Haseh and all the mitzvahs Laisaseh. And he writes there Hagdoma. In his Hagdoma there, he talks about what's the definition of a mitzvah Rabbonim. So the Rambam says the following. When Rabbonim were Machayev a mitzvah, Loi Omru, the Rabbonim never said Shakadosh Baruch Hu Tzivo, that the Rebbeinu Shlom commanded us to do this mitzvah. Because if the Rabbanim would come along and say that the Rebbeinu Shlom commanded us to do this mitzvah, then, says the Rambam, you'd end up with a problem of Bal Tosef, that you're not allowed to add on to the mitzvahs which the Rebbeinu Shlom commanded Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah. However, says the Rambam, the concept of a mitzvah of the Rabbanim is this a takona which the Nevi'im, or which the Rabbanim made. So that's the point he's trying to make there. He's trying to make the point there that when the Rabbanim of Kaveh HaMitzvah didn't come along and say the Ribbono Shel Olam said you should do that. We said you should do this for whatever reason that we have. But if you look in the language of the Rambam there, the Rambam writes the following. Le'omu Shakadosh Baruch Hu Tzivo La'aseis Eiruv. The Rabbanim, who I'm sakin, for example, the din of Eiruvin, didn't come along and say Shakadosh Baruch Hu said you have to make an Eiruv. Or for example, Likris Megillah Bo'inosa. When the Rabbanim was saying that you have to read Megillah Bo'inosa at its correct time, they didn't say the Rebbeinu Shloim said you have to read Megillah at its correct time, but because Ilu Amru Kainu Yom Nesif in Alatera, because then you'd be run into a problem of Bal Tosef. But Elakach Anu Aimrim. But what we're trying to say is the following: Shanavim in Bezdin Tiknum. There is the Nevi'im and Bezdim who were sacking a mitzvah Rabbanim, v'tzivoy, and they commanded Likris HaMegillah Bo'inosa, to read Megillah Bo'inosa. So again, the Rambam, every time he talks about Kriyas HaMegillah, he keeps on hacking this point. Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano. What's he trying to tell us here when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmano? So the Pashtus, what the Rambam is trying to say is that we find in the Gemara in Megillah and Paskin Lemaisa that there are different dates for Kriyas Megillah. Right? That's the first Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. The first Mishnah starts off in Maseches Megillah. The Kriyas Megillah can sometimes be on Yud Aleph, it can sometimes be on Yud Beis, it can be on Yud Gimel, it can be on Yud Aleph, and it can be on Tes Vav. And the Gemara says that all these different days were a takana of Knesset HaGdolah, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and Anshei Knesset HaGdolah are all mesakanit. However, there is a remez, says the Gemara, in the Pasuk, that there are a number of days in which you can theoretically read the Megillah, because the Pasuk says, L'kayem v'simei apurim ho'eile bizmanehem, which the Gemara says is Meramez that Zmanim Haber Tikni Lohem, that there are different days on which it's feasible that a person would be obligated to read the Megillah. And the Rambam Paskins L'Halacha L'Maaseh, and so is in Shulchan Aruch, that there are varying days depending on who, what, and when as to when you read the Megillah. Therefore, I might have thought that seeing that there are a number of days in which you can theoretically read the Megillah basically from Yud Aleph until Tes Vav, you have to read the Megillah on a specific day. But if for some reason or other you can't read the Megillah on the day that you're meant to read it, seeing that you have a whole group of days which are shy after Kriyas Megillah, I would have thought that if you read the Megillah on another day, you're also okay but you have it. So along comes the Rambam says, no, Kriyas Megillah Bizmano is me divrei sefer. In other words, the chachamim teimon the chachamim u'sakin sai lechatchila sai b'di'evad. There are certain days on which different groups of people read the Megillah, and you have to read the Megillah on your day. You can't read the Megillah on a different day. You can't pick and choose, and you can't say, "Oh, sorry, I overslept the Megillah on Yudalid, and I'm somebody who's a chiyuv of Yudalid." Okay, I run to Yerushalayim and I'll catch it. All right. Next day. If you're in Yerushalayim and you become a Ben Yerushalayim by being there before, Tes Vav is another thing. But just to get up Tes Vav in the morning and say, oh, missed the Megillah yesterday morning, I run to Yerushalayim and hit the Megillah, it's no good. It has to be Bizmana in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah saseh, midivrei seferim. So that's what the Rambam's come to tell us. The Rambam's come to tell us that you have a specific day on which you are mechuyav to read the Megillah. If you read the Megillah on your day, you're Mekayim the mitzvah. You didn't read the Megillah on your day, you're not Mekayim any mitzvah saseh, midirabonim. At all. Every person according to the day on which he is mechuyav. After the Rambam says it's a mitzvah sadei it's a mitzvah sadei bizmana, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah sadei midivrei seferim. What does he mean when he says it's a mitzvah sadei midivrei seferim? He means it's a mitzvah drabonon, and therefore it's not counted amongst the mitzvahs which are in the mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, which are the mitzvahs deraisa. And the Rambam writes that as well in his Akdoma here to Hilchos Megillah. Yesh bichlolam shtei mitzvahs asei midivrei seferim, that there are two mitzvahs asei midrabbanan mentioned in Hilchos Chanukah Megillah. One is Kriyas Megillah, the other is Hadlokas Aneiris. Ve'einam min haminyan, they're not part of the Tariag mitzvahs because they're only midrabbanan. And Rambam repeats it again later on, legabei Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. That the Rambam writes, Hadlokas Aneiris Bohen, that Hadlokas Aneiris and Chanukah is a mitzvah midrabbanan, midivrei seferim, Kikriyas on Megillah, which is a mitzvah midivrei seferim. And in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Sheirish Rishon, the Rambam goes along Arichas to explain why mitzvahs midrabbanan are not included in the minyan mitzvahs of Tariag mitzvahs. So that's what the Rambam's come to tell us. First of all, Kriyas on Megillah Bizmana, you have to read it on your day. Second of all, it's not part of the minyan mitzvahs because it's only a mitzvah midrabbanan. And then the Rambam carries on and says, "Vadvarim yudim shi takonis neviim," and it's also a takonis neviim. Now, what do I care if it's a takonis neviim or not? Once the Rambam has said that it's a midrabbanon, so I know it's midrabbanon, right? And I know that it has to be read on its day. What do I care who instigated it? Who instituted it? Why does the Rambam have to come along and tell me that it was instigated by the neviim? Says the Rogachova in his Pirush on the Rambam. He says, and he goes away, Hor Arichas, to prove this. He says the Rambam is trying to tell us a Chiddush here. What's the Chiddush Rambam is trying to tell us? We know that a Sofik Rabbanan is always Lakula. Therefore, seeing that Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah Sasei Midivrei Seferim, so it's a mitzvah Midrabbanan. Therefore, you've got a Sofik Lagabe Mikra Megillah, it should be a Sofik Rabbanan. Sofik Rabbanan should be Lakula. Comes along, the Rambam says, Rogachov, and the Rambam says, no. It's Midivrei Seferim, but it was instituted by Nevi'im. The Rogachov has a Shita, and if I'm not mistaken, there's a Chasm Sefer, and maybe Yehuda will talk about this as well. That something which is a Verabbanon, but it was instigated by the Nevi'im, already has a different halacha. It's not a normal drabbonin, it's a special category of drabbonin, and therefore a suffix of a drabbonin which was instigated by the Nevi'im, we would go lechumra and not lekula. So the Rogachev, that's why the Rambam had to say to me that hadvarim yidum sheitakonis Nevi'im. So it comes out from this Rambam the following, that there's a mitzvah sasei midivrei seifrim to read the Megillah on the correct day. If you have a suffix, you would go lechumra because it's a takona of the Nevi'im. But lemaisa, it's only a mitzvah midrabbonim. And the fact that you have specific days to read the Megillah on is merumus in the pasuk, which says lekayim es yemei purim bizmanayim, which is merumus that there were different days that were given for Kriyas Megillah, and is a chiyuv to read the Megillah bizman beinasa on the day on which Chazal fixed for you to read the Megillah, kol echad lefi mekayimai and lefi zmanai. Fine, that's what the Rambam starts off by telling us. Very nice. Then, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalad, the Rambam says the following. B'nai Kfarim. There is a din, which the Gemara brings in Maseches Megillah, that B'nai Kfarim, they were Makdim, and they read the Megillah, B'Sheni or B'Chamishi. They read it on the Monday or the Thursday prior to Yudalad. Why did they read it on the Monday and the Thursday prior to Yudalad? So the Gemara says a variety of reasons. Basically, the bottom line is it was more convenient for them to read it on the Monday or the Thursday before Yud Dalet. Says the Rambam, fine, B'nai Akforim read the Megillah on the Monday or the Thursday prior to Purim, whatever it is, whatever is the closest, if it's a Monday or if it's a Thursday. Im choku mois le'evyonim b'yoim kriyoson. We know that there's a variety of halachas which are relevant to Purim. There's Kriyas and Megillah, there's Mishlach Monis, there's Matanis le'evyonim. Kriyas and Megillah with Bnei Akforim push back to the Yom HaKnisa. They push it back to either the Monday or the Thursday. Says the Rambam, what about Matanis Levyonim? When are they Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matanis Levyonim? Says the Rambam, if they gave their Matanis Levyonim on the Monday or the Thursday, meaning not on the day of Purim on Yudalev, but on the day in which they read the Megillah, then they're Yetza. Fine. So Matanis Levyonim, that's on the day in which they read the Megillah. Now, there's a lot of mitzvahs that have a Purim. There's a mitzvah of Suda, Mishta, Simcha. When do the Bnei Akforim, when are they Mekayim the mitzvah of Mishta and Simcha? Says the Rambam, Avala Simcha v'Amishta, but as far as the Suda's Purim is concerned, Ein Eisin Eisela b'yayim alba osa. That they have to keep on the regular day of Purim, the date of Purim, Yudalad ba'adar. V'imigdimu lo yotza. And if the Bnei Akforim made their Mishta v'Simcha on the Yom HaKnisa, the day in which they read the Megillah and they gave their Matanis Levyonim, they wouldn't be Yetzer. Says the Magid Mishnah, where did the Rambam get this from? Says the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam got this from a Gemara on Daf Dalad on the base, Hey on the Dalad in the Seches Megillah, where the Gemara says that Ein Simcha Neheges Elo Bizmano. That even though you can play around with Kriyas and Megillah and you can move the Kriyas and Megillah backwards and forwards, you can't play around with the din of Mishta and Simcha. The din of Mishta and Simcha has to be on the actual date, namely on Yud Dalet. Therefore, the Bnei Kfarim can move back Kriyas and Megillah, they can move back Matanis Levyonim, they can't move back their Mishta v'Simcha. The Mishta v'Simcha has to be on the correct date. So it comes out the following, that the Rambam paskens on the basis of the Gemara, that legabe Simcha, Mishta v'Simcha, that is a halacha that has to be bizmano. And Yom HaKnisa, right, the Monday and the Thursday prior to Purim, that's not considered to be Zmano. Because the Yom HaKnisa is not Purim. Purim is on the 14th of Adar. Prior to the 14th of Adar is not Purim. However, it's a day on which Chazal said, for a specific reason, the Bnei Kfarim are allowed to read the Megillah. And they're allowed to give Matanis Levyonim. But it's not Purim. Therefore, you can't be Mekayim the din of Mishta v'Simcha, because the din of Mishta v'Simcha is a din which is Shayach to Purim. And Yom HaKnisa is not Purim. So it comes out that the Yom HaKnisa is the Zman of Mikra Megillah, but it's not the Zman, legabe the din of Mishta and Simcha. Lechura, this Rambam, based on Gemara, on the Mefurish Gemara, is very difficult to understand. if Kriyas HaMegillah is an integral mitzvah of the day of Purim, as the Gemara seems to indicate, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk. The Gemara says, "Ayomim ha'elu, these days of Purim, niskorim v'naasim." Says the Gemara, what does niskorim v'naasim mean? Niskorim through Mikra Megillah, and naasim through Simcha in Mishta. So if Kriyas HaMegillah and Mishta v'Simcha are an integral part of the Chayvus Hayoyim of Purim, how can you be makdim Kriyas HaMegillah to Yom HaKnisa, which we just said is not Purim? There is no heichatimsa of being mekayim a mitzvah prior to the correct time of being mekayim the mitzvah. I mean, nobody would come up with a svara to say that a mitzvah which is toloi on a specific time frame, you can be mekayim it prior to its time frame. I mean, is anybody going to suggest that you can eat a kezayis matzah before Pesach? Or is anybody going to suggest that you can sit in the sukkah before sukkahs? So why is there a concept that you can read the Megillah before Purim? I mean, every child knows that Kriyas HaMegillah is part and parcel of the package of Purim. So what's this concept of being able to read the Megillah prior to Purim? But if the Gemara says that you can read the Megillah prior to Purim, and the Rambam paskens that you read the Megillah prior to Purim on certain situations, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you read the Megillah prior to Purim in certain situations, then al kocha you have to say that the hypothesis is incorrect. That Kriyas HaMegillah is not part and parcel of the obligations of Purim. Kriyas HaMegillah is not Chayvus HaYoyim of Purim. Chazal came along and Chazal made a takona mitzvah saseh midivrei soferim. What was the mitzvah saseh midivrei soferim? That there is a certain time during the year that you have to read the Megillah. Why do you have to read the Megillah? You have to read the Megillah because a certain Nes happened. What's the Nes that happened? The Nes of Purim. The Nes of Purim was the Sibba why Chazal were mesaken the mitzvah saseh d'rabbanan of reading the Megillah. But then the Rabbanan came along and the Rabbanan said, now, when is there the obligation on the individual to read the Megillah? Said the Rabbanan, Zmanim ha'betiknulam, we have a remez in the pasuk that there's a variety of days on which it's feasible the person should be able to read the Megillah, starting from Yud Aleph and finishing on Tesvav, depending on who he is and where he is. But the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is not a chayves hayoyim. It's not part and parcel of the obligations of Purim. It's an independent mitzvah on the davar. It's an independent mitzvah on the person that he is mechuyev to read the Megillah because of a nes, which was nes Purim. But not the Chazal came along and said you have to read the Megillah on Purim. It so happens that two of the days on which Chazal and Mesakin that you read the Megillah happened to fall out to be Purim. You dalid in places you're not mukafin and tesvon and places you're mukafin. But the chiv is a chiv on the person to read the Megillah on certain dates depending upon who he is. But it's not part and parcel of the chayvus hayoyim of Purim. If you look in the Rambam, you see this is very meduric in the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes the following. When it comes to the mitzvah of simcha and Mishta on Purim, the Rambam writes the following. Mitzvahs Yom Yudalad Libnei Kforim. The mitzvah of Yudalad for Kforim, the Ayoros, the Yom Tesvav Libnei Prochim, and the mitzvah of Yom Tesvav Libnei Prochim, and that was the mitzvah of Purim, the Chavis Ayom of Purim. Yudalad or Tesvav, depending if you're a Mukaf or ain't a Mukaf. But the mitzvah of Purim, Liyais Yom Simcha Umishta. But it should be a day of Simcha, Mishta, Mishneach, Rumonis, Lareim, and Matonis, Levyayim. So how does Rambam formulate the halacha? That this is Chayvus HaYoyim. This is part of the din of Purim, of Yom Yudalad and Yom Tetzvav. However, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, the Rambam writes, Kriyas HaMegillah bizmano mitzvah sasei midivrei seferim. The Rambam doesn't write mitzvahs Yom Yudalad libnei Krochim, the Yom Tesvav libnei Mukofin, that they should read the Megillah on those days. Why? Because Mikra Megillah isn't Michayvus HaYoyim. It's not part and parcel of the chayva of Purim. It's an independent halacha on the person that he is mechayev to read the Megillah on certain days. Therefore, it comes out from the Rambam that there's a difference between the din of Mishteh and Simcha and the din of Kriyas and Megillah. The din of Mishteh and Simcha is a chayvus hayoyim. We have an obligation to turn the day of Purim into a day of Mishteh and Simcha. How do you do it? Mishleach monis ishlareyim, matonis levyeyim, blah, blah, blah. Kriyas and Megillah is an independent mitzvah on the individual to read the Megillah on certain days, which Chazal were kaveya. Two of them happen to be the days of Purim, where there's also a mitzvah of Simcha, and three of them happen to be other days, which are not days of Mishteh and Simcha, and are not days of Purim. Now, in the first perek of Hilchos Megillah, in Halacha Yudalev, the Rambam writes the following. What happens in a year like this year in Yerushalayim? Chal Yom Chamisha Asa, says the Rambam, if the 15th of Adar falls out to be on Shabbos, what do you do? Says the Rambam, Bnei Krochim Magdimim Vekerim Be'erev Shabbos Yuei Marbosa. You read the Megillah when? On Yudalad, on Erev Shabbos, like we will do this year, right? You read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. And then comes Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says that we know from the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Megillah that if Purim falls on a Shabbos, you read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos. Says the Yerushalmi, what about the Suda of Purim? When do you make the Suda of Purim? Says the Yerushalmi, the Siddur of Purim ma'achrin v'le magdimim. You don't move the Siddur back to Friday, like Mekriyas Megillah. You move the Siddur forward to Sunday, which is what we do, right? We paskin like the Yerushalmi, and we make the Siddur on Sunday. The Rif, in the first parak of Megillah, brings this Yerushalmi. And he says, the Yerushalmi says that the reason why you move the Kriyas and Megillah back to Friday, and you don't make the Kriyas and Megillah on Sunday, is because you can't make the Kriyas and Megillah on Sunday. Why? Because Sunday is already after the 15th. And it says in the Pasuk V'lo Yavar that you can't pass the date of the 15th. However, as far as the Siddur of Purim is concerned, the Siddur of Purim, you push past the date of the 15th. That's what the Rif says, B'Shem Yerushalmi. That's what the Shulchan of Paskins, and that's what most people are noyeg. The Ran on the Rif says that I understand. If there's a pasuk which says you're not allowed to go past the 15th, and that's the reason why you can't read the Megillah on the Sunday and you have to read the Megillah on the Friday, then how come you can push the Siddur until the Sunday? Surely the pasuk of the Le'ava, they're not allowed to go past the 15th, should apply to the Siddur as well. Says the Ran, no pasuk, no problem. The pasuk of Le'yava is talking specifically about Mikra Megillah. There's an Issa of going past the 15th with Mikra Megillah. The Siddur, there is no Issa of Le'yava, and you go past the 15th. Says the ask the Torah Evan on the Gemara there in Megillah. Very nice. But why didn't Chazal say that if Purim in Yerushalayim falls out on Shabbos, in the same way as you read the Megillah on Friday, eat your Siddur on Friday? True that there's no Issa of Le'yava to eat the Siddur on Sunday, but what do we need all this bother for? What do we need that we should have Kriyas and Megillah on Friday, and the Siddur we'll make on Sunday? Simply move the Siddur back to Friday. Says the Torah, I don't know. I don't understand why we can't make the Siddur on Friday. But if we're going to say that there's a basic difference between the Siddur, the Mishteh v'Simcha, and Kriyas HaMegillah, that Mishteh v'Simcha is part and parcel of the Chavis HaYom of Purim, that part of the Chavis HaYom of Purim is to turn Purim into a day of Mishteh v'Simcha, then you can't play around with the Suda. Because the Suda can only be on Purim. You can't turn the day of Purim into Yom Mishteh v'Simcha if it's not Purim. It has to be the day of Purim, therefore it has to be Tezvav. Therefore, you've got no choice. You can't do it on the Friday because the Friday is not Tesvav. However, Mikra Megillah is not a din in Chavis Hayom. Mikra Megillah is a din in on the person that he has to read Megillah on certain days. Therefore, Mikra Megillah you can play around with. Yeah.
Why
Very nice. But if you're going to say that Seuda is part and parcel of Chavos HaYoyim, and that's why you can't push it back to the Friday, it has to be on the day to turn the day into a Yom Mishta V'Simcha, then how can you push it forward to the Sunday? The Sunday is not Purim anymore. So in the same way as you can't push it back to the Friday, you shouldn't be able to push it forward to the Sunday. Manashach, if the whole vault of the Seuda is La'asis Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, to turn the day into a day of Mishta V'Simcha, you can only turn a Purim into a day of Mishta V'Simcha. And Sunday is not Purim anymore. Sunday we've passed already the 15th, it's the 16th already, it's nothing at all. So how come that the Yerushalmi says that you push the Seuda to the Sunday? You've got the same problem. There is a Gemara in Maseches Megillah and Davov, which talks about a leap year. It talks about Adar Rishon and talks about Adar Sheni. There's an Issa of Hesped and Kainis on the day of Yudalad and the day of Tezvov in a leap year, not only in Adar Sheni, which is the day in which we keep Purim, but also in Adar Aleph. Yudalad and Tezvov Adar Aleph in a leap year, there's an Issa of Hesped V'Tainis. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah on Davov on the base. There's a Machlokes Rishonim there in Dav Vov Omud Beis. And this Machlokes Rishonim already starts with Tosfos there on the spot. Tosfos has the following Shaila. Tosfos says, okay, there's an Issa of Hesped and Tainus on Yudalad and Tesvov of Adar Rishon. What about Mishta V'Simcha? Is there a Chiyuv of Mishta V'Simcha in a leap year? Yudalad and Tesvov. So Tosfos first starts off by assuming that there is a Chiyuv of Mishta V'Simcha also on Yudalad and Tesvov of Adar Rishon. The Ran takes this on as a given. The Ran says, in the same way as there's an Issa of Hesped and Tainis on Yudalad and Tesvov of Adar Rishon, there is also a Din of Mishta V'Simcha on Adar Rishon. Tosfos, in his Maskona there, argues. And Tosfos says, no, there is a din of Issa Hesped V'Tainis, but there's no din of Mishta V'Simcha in Adar Rishon in leap year. The whole din of Mishta V'Simcha is only in Adar Sheni. So what is the machlokes here between the Ran and Tosfos? That's definite. That the din of Issa Hesped and Tainis is a din within the parameters of Yom Yudalad and Yom Tesvov of Adar. But on Yom Yudalad and Yom Tesvov of Adar, there's an Issa of Hesped and there's an Issa of Tainus. And seeing that Adar Rishon is also called Adar, therefore Yudalad Adar Rishon and Tesvov Adar Rishon has a din of Yudalad and Tesvov Adar, and therefore there is a Issa, that's what the Gemara says, there's an Issa of Hesped and Tainus. However, the Machlekes between the Ran and Tosfos is there a Chiyuv of Mishta V'Simcha on Yudalad and Tesvov of Adar Rishon? What's the Machlekes? This is the Machlekes. The Machlekes is it Michaivis Hayoim, the Mishta V'Simcha? Or is Mishta V'Simcha also not Michaivis Hayoim? Maybe Mishta V'Simcha is also not part and parcel of Chaivis Hayoim, but Mishta V'Simcha is also a din on the Gavra. If you're going to say that it's Midinei Hayoim, the Mishta V'Simcha are Midinei Hayoim, and therefore it's totally different from Mikra Megillah, therefore if it's Midinei Hayoim, then Yudalad and Tesvov of Adar Rishon is also Yoim, Yudalad Yoim Tesvov, and therefore there would be a din of Mishta V'Simcha. But if you're going to say that Mishta V'Simcha is a din on the Gavra, it's not Midinei Hayoim, then it's nothing to do with the Yom Yudalad and Tezvav. It's whenever Chazal were Keveit, Chazal were Keveit in Adar Sheni, Chazal won Keveit in Adar Rishon. Fine. But if that's the case, then what disturbs me is the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that we mentioned, which everybody quotes, and which is the basis for the fact that we are noyeg to make a Seuda on Sunday, talks about Seudas Purim. Seudas Purim Ma'achrim. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Lichura, it's nothing to do with Seudas Purim. Seudas Purim happens to be a manifestation of Mishta and Simcha. It's the clay, it's the vehicle of Mishta and Simcha. The Shaila is not the Seuda. The Shaila is whether the din of Mishta and Simcha applies on the Friday, or on the Shabbos, or on the Sunday. And if you look in the Gemara, in the Bavli, in the Braisa, which is brought in Megillah Daf Hei, there it says, Hasimcha ein neheges al bismach. It doesn't talk about Surah, it talks about Simcha. Why did the Yerushalmi change from the language of the Gemara and the Bavli, which talks about Simcha or Mishta v'Simcha, and use a different expression, Suda? Suda happens to be a manifestation of the Mishta and Simcha. But the Rishami seems to fetch with the word Suda. Lechura. There are two elements about the Suda of Purim. On the one hand, there's a mitzvah on Purim of Yom Mishta V'Simcha. The mitzvah of Purim of Yom Mishta V'Simcha is that you have to do acts which turn the day of Purim into a day of Mishta V'Simcha. How do you do it? So one of the ways in which you do it is by making a Suda. Right? A Suda is a kiyum din of the Mishta V'Simcha of Purim, and that's the Pashta Pshat in the Suda's Purim. However, the Shel Tzitz Rav Acha Goyim has a further understanding of what the Suda of Purim is. Because the Shel Tzitz Rav Acha Goyim, he's talking there about whether there is the possibility of eating the Suda of Purim at night, or whether you have to eat the Suda of Purim by day. So he says, what's the tzad to say that you should be able to eat the Suda of Purim by night? He says, because seeing that the whole din of the Suda of Purim is a din of hoida'ah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a manifestation of praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam, therefore I could think you can do it by night as well. So the place can bring this shelter to prove that there is an aspect of the Suda of Purim where the Suda of Purim is an act of hoida'ah to the Ribbono Shel Olam al hanes. Which means that every time a person sits down and eats his Suda's Purim, basically there are two elements at play here. On the one hand, what he's doing is he is making the day into a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. On the other hand, what he's doing is he's also, through the Suda, giving an act of praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, from one aspect, the Suda is totally different to the din of Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah is a din on the person. The Suda of Purim is Mishta V'Simcha, Chayves HaYom, to turn the day into a day of Mishta V'Simcha. Mitzad Sheni, the second aspect of the Suda of Purim, is that it's an act of Haidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, in which case, the Suda of Purim is exactly the same as Kriyas Megillah. In the same way as Kriyas Megillah is an act of Haidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kriyas Zui Lilo. That's why we don't say halal, because the Kriyas Megillah is the halal. The Kriyas Megillah is an act of Haidah, who had in the Suda's Purim is also an act of Haidah. Now, what happens when you're faced with a situation like in Yerushalayim, like this year? You can't make the Suda on the actual day that you should be making it on Shabbos, because like the Yerushalmi says, we learn out from Sukkim that you can't do that. You can't mix the Simcha of Purim with the Simcha of Shabbos. Okay, we're going to get into that. So you can't make it on Shabbos. Now, what are you going to do? If you're going to move it back to Friday, you're going to miss the Yom Mishta V'Simcha. Right? You're going to be missing out on the Yom Mishta V'Simcha, because you can't turn the Friday into a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. Friday's not the right day. It's not Purim in Yerushalayim. Right? You can't move it forward to the Sunday, because if you move it forward to the Sunday, what's going to happen? You're going to lose the Yom Mishta V'Simcha, because the Sunday is also not a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. Because you can't turn the Sunday into a Yom Mishta V'Simcha, it's the wrong day. The only day you can turn Yerushalayim into a Yom Mishta V'Simcha is the Shabbos. And on the Shabbos you can't make the Suda. So what do? Says the Yerushalmi, make it on Sunday. What do I get out of making it on Sunday? Says the Yerushalmi, at least one thing you get out of making it on Sunday. The Maisa lets me get out that you get the same thing if you would make it on the Friday. You're right. You're not going to get the Yom Mishta V'Simcha. But you are going to get something else. What are you going to get? You're going to get the Hidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, if Chazal came along and Chazal said that if you can't get the din of Mishta v'simcha, l'pala pachas, get the din of Haidah to the Ribbon Shalom. Haidah to the Ribbon Shalom is not totally on the yom. So enoch anama, the swara should be that you should do it on dafka on the Friday and not on the Shabbos. Right? Because on the Friday you can also chap this mitzvah. Whatever reason it may be, they decided to do it on the Sunday. But the din of the Suda on the Sunday is not a din of Yom Mishta v'simcha, it's a din of the Suda al Haidoya. What's the nafkimina if the Suda is mitam Mishta v'simcha or the Suda is mitam Haidoya? So I was thinking the following. What would happen if a person made a Suda on Purim and he finished his Suda? He benched, right? End of Suda. So if the Suda is an act of Haidoya, then the Suda is an act of Haidoya. Finish your Suda, the act of Haidoya is over. Right? So there's no point in doing anything anymore. But if the whole vort of the Suda is just a manifestation of the Yom Mishta v'Simcha, then the fact that you've finished your Suda, carry on doing other things which will affect the Yom Mishta v'Simcha and turn the day into Yom Mishta v'Simcha, you're also mekayem it. Now, I was thinking something else. The Rambam says in the Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, the famous Rambam, the Rambam says in Perek Beis, what is the chiyuv of the Suda of Purim? Says the Rambam, the part of the chiyuv of the Suda of the Purim is the yishta yain at shishtake v'yishta yadim v'shikrusay. The part of the chalik of the chiyuv of the Suda is chayav enish livsume b'puria. Right? That's part of the chiddush of the Suda. Shulchan Aruch also holds the same thing. Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha of chayav enish livsume b'puria in Hilchos Sudas Purim. And the Achrayim on the Dayak, that the din of Chayav Enish Nisim Bepuri is a din dafka in the Suda. Right? That the whole din of, according to those Paiskim will hold, that there's a Chiyav to be Mishtaka, the Chiyav to be Mishtaka, according to the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch is in the Suda. Not any other point in time outside of the Suda. But in the Suda. But that's only on a normal Suda. Where the normal Suda is what the Rambam is talking about. That there's a din of Yimei Mishta v'simcha, and where there's a din of Yimei Mishta v'simcha, as the famous Briskerov, which Samuel Brocha brings and others bring, that it's a din that the Chiyuv Enish Livsume B'Puri is a din in the Mishta, in the Yimei Mishta, where you're trying to turn the day into a Yimei Mishta. There you've got a din of Chayav Adar Livsume B'Puri, the Chayvus HaSuda of the Yimei Mishta v'simcha, the din in the Suda of Ishtakras. But Purim in Yerushalayim on a Purim Mishulish, where the whole Suda has nothing at all to do with Mishta v'Simcha, because the whole Suda is not to turn the day into a Yom Mishta v'Simcha, because you can't turn Sunday into a Yom Mishta v'Simcha. Sunday is not Purim. And the whole din of Suda on Sunday is for one reason and one reason only, I'll say Doyo. The Hoidoyo Dikadin of Suda's Purim has nothing at all to do with the Chayav Enish of Suda v'Puria. The Chayav Enish of Suda v'Puria is a din in the Yom Mishta v'Simcha, it's not a din in the Hoidoyo. There's no connection between the Haidoya and the Shtiyah and the Loyoda. The connection is between the Shtiyah and the Yom Mishta, says the Briskerov. Therefore, this year in Yerushalayim, where the Suda is on Sunday and it has nothing at all to do with Yom Mishta B'Simcha, there's absolutely no Chiyuv of Chayav Enish Livsume B'Purim. Not according to the Rambam, not according to the Shulchan Aruch.